can't believe you just did that in front of Uncle Joe.
What's that? Hit the button and waited 5 seconds for something to happen?
We're running a tight board, Benson.
First time for everything.
I've got a name. It is Catherine Riley of San Clemente. Catherine Riley of San Clemente, take 10 minutes or less and call me at 888-696-1003 so we can give you $100. Otherwise, we're going to give Gary Secules of Carson another $100. It's up to you. Welcome to the jungle. You're going to die.
Have you heard he's broken his foot?
You're a grand old flag. You're a high flying flag. What?
He's doing the first 6 shows of the cast on
Seriously?
His foot. Yeah.
I liked it better when there were cornrows. We're going to start the program off this way, friends. And as you're heading out of your office, it is a jungle out there. Put your headlights on. Use those, what do they call those flippy things?
Windshield wipers.
Oh, yeah, those. Use those. Andy in the afternoon on the sound. Irony, because it's actually overcast today, you see.
And it's going to rain for like 3 days.
I did something today that changed my life. On the way into work, I stopped at the auto parts store and got new wiper blades.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I thought it was going to make maybe a little bit of a difference.
Can you see clearly now?
It's completely different.
Can you see clearly now? The rain has
come? Yes.
See what happened?
Yes. That, Johnny Nash, it was really amazing. So, treat yourself to that.
Get yourself some wiper blades.
Go get some wiper blades. Best $32 you'll spend this
week.
Were
they Bosch? Did you get yourself some Bosch wiper?
No, hashtag I didn't make ad? Them on my size. No.
Yeah, so you just got some.
Yeah. I got K wipers or something.
K wipers. It's very good. You know what I noticed, Andy, the other day?
What did you notice the other day?
When we ran the EPS test or whatever it's called.
EPS?
Yeah, that thing. It spells.
I think it's EPT.
That's the one. It's SOS in Morse code.
It is not.
It does. It goes beep, no, it doesn't. Beep, beep, boop, 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 beep, beep, beep.
No, he's doing it. Sending out an SOS. He's not doing eh.
No, I'm saying on the EPS test, it has the Morse code for SOS. Yeah.
Does it really? Stop. Don't do that.
Right, yeah, no, they won't know.
You could cause some kind of emergency. Hey, we did not hear back from Catherine Riley of San Clemente. So, that means Gary Secules of Carson, you're up to $200, my friend.
$2, buddy.
We'll find out at the top of the hour here if I call out your name and we add you to the payroll. You got to text payroll to 21003 if you want to be a part of that, though. You want to be a part of this Classic Rock Time Capsule comes up in just a minute. You're going to learn all sorts of things about what happened on this date in rock history. It's just going to make you poop. But you can also maybe win something if you are the third caller right now. 888-696-1003. We'll have tickets to a cool show to send you to if you correctly and successfully match wits with Christian on a question today about the best live classic rock act of all time. We'll do that next on the show. I'm feeling a little capsule-y right now. I don't know about you. Let's get into it. But I can't because that's not there, and that's not ready there, and that's not ready to go there. There it is.
Nailed it.
I'll talk with producer Mikey. Now it's open. This is the Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Friday, April the 8th, 2016. And on the telephone, I think I have Joe. Is this Joe?
This is Joe, yep.
Sweet. Joe's in Calabasas, is that right?
Well, I live in Calabasas, but I'm stuck on the 101.
Ooh,
oh, sweet.
Brutal.
Well, you'll be there for a while.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe we'll brighten your day with a question coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Joe, but hang tight until then. I want to talk about this. I've talked in the past about how stupid I think it is the BBC bans songs like Monster Mash for being offensive. To who? Monsters?
Yeah.
I've never understood. Charlie Brown by the Coasters, that was banned for the word spitballs. Well, today in 1962, the BBC bans this song.
He took 100 pounds of clay.
Gene McDaniels, 100 pounds of clay.
And then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today because I know
What's missing?
Yeah, Gene McDaniel's 100 pounds of clay. Why is this banned by the BBC?
Clay.
Because it blasphemously suggests a woman can be built from materials sold at Hobby Lobby.
That seems a little arbitrary.
In the song, though, isn't God the one doing the building of the woman?
Yeah, out of clay.
Or are they pissed off because the woman isn't made out of Adam's rib like in the Bible? Mm. I don't know. Only a bunch of old English guys knows for sure. This is the day in 1994 that we learn of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain's death 22 years ago. My God, I'm old. Kurt wrote in his suicide note that listening to and making music wasn't fun anymore and he didn't want to live a lie. Toxicology report says he was full of heroin and other stuff at the time. Some birthdays to celebrate today include Steve Howe of Yes. He's 69. Good guitar player, he. Jeffrey Dean Isbell is 54. That's Izzy Stradlin of Guns N' Roses, fellow Hoosier. And also...
Hey, Jude.
Jude, Julian Lennon, is 53 years old today. All right, so let's bring in Joe back to the conversation. Christian, today in 2008, Britain's classic rock magazine readers, the self-same readers who voted The Sound Classic Rock Station of the Year these past 2 years in a row, they vote for the best live act of all time. So they're Brits that are doing this.
Okay.
Do they say that it's Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix, AC/DC, The Who, or Led Zeppelin? What do you say, sir?
I think I'm going to have to go with The Who on this one.
All right, you think it's The Who.
I do,
Joe,
I do.
What do you think? Is he right or not?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, The Who, so I'm going to say he's right.
But knowing that Christian is generally wrong?
Yeah, what would you say then?
Probably Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I like your attitude.
Yeah, that's much better.
Led Zeppelin does, in fact, get
well
the nod
done
as the best live act of all time. But if you were rooting for the others, and you two obviously were, take solace in the fact that the choices I just gave you, those were the top five. But you know what? Hold on the phone, Joe. You're going to see a show. You're going to see.
Right.
Tell him what he wins, Sammy.
You're seeing Bob Dylan tickets.
Oh, you're seeing Bob Dylan. Hold on the phone. We'll get your information, Joe. And I hope you get home safe and soon. In the meantime, though, I thought maybe we'd let... our buddy Steve Howe play us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. If it's all right with you, listen to his work on this, The Roundabout. Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule, 100.3 The Sound. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button.
No, you didn't.
Round one. Fight.
It's time for Song Fight. Every time, every day, right around this time, rather, we pick a song, Christian and I, and it's secret. We don't know what the other one's picked. Then you tell us what your gut says wins in a text by vote. Christian won again yesterday. I'm a little bit of a slump. But that means you get to choose first today. So please, sir, by all means, lay one on us.
You'll be happy to know that this is a video from the 80s.
Oh, good. There'll be a long lead-up, lots of silence.
I haven't checked out if there's a narrative at the beginning of it because we were talking.
Oh, I hope there's a commercial for Lotrimen or something.
It does appear that there's a bit of a...
No,
straight in.
Little Starship. Marconi plays the mamba.
Of course he does.
Whatever that means.
Yep. Is it Jim Ladd who's the DJ voice in this?
Is he?
I think so, yeah. Flam, flam.
I never liked this song.
Beezings and I were talking about the fact that this will split your audience, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you've either got people who are like, it's the best, or others will be like, this is the worst thing ever.
This makes me want to get into a warm tub of water and use an X-Acto knife. Yeah. Yeah, don't.
Are you knee deep in the hoopla right now?
I am knee deep. Oh, I'm soaking in it, more than soaking in it. All right then. Well, I need a win, so I'm gonna go with Tommy James. We're dragging the line.
This is a much better song than I picked, but
woof.
I would still
such
vote
a great bass line.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Good song for today.
Dragging the line.
Dragging the line.
good. That's good. That's like butter. All right, so if you think my song wins, Andy's song, this one, Tommy James dragging the line, then you need to text A to 21003. If it's Christian's song, that whatever from Starship, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results and the song after 6 p.m. tonight on The Sound. Hey, let's name somebody else for the payroll. We'll do that in just a couple of minutes here on The Sound. Hang out.
I was actually singing this in the shower today before because I heard it on Mark's show. I want to kill myself.
It's an earworm. Okay, Devin Alanis. Oh, that's a great name. Of Pomona. I'm going to start the clock right now. Devin Alanis of Pomona, if that is your real name. Call us at 888-696-1003 in the next 10 minutes or less so we can give you $100. Devin Alanis of Pomona. 888-696-1003. Okay, so we're going to have the big reveal this hour. Charlie Carroll, the artist who did the sketches of us without seeing us, he's going to reveal which is which.
Well, they're still up on our page, Andy the Afternoon Facebook page, but it's pretty obvious who's who, Fatty.
Who's a little...
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was riding a burro down a jagged crevasse in Borneo. The acrid smoke of human sacrifice choked my nostrils and burned my lungs. We happened upon a tribe of naked indigenous peoples. And as they flayed the skin from my body, they sang this song.
So a newly enacted North Carolina law requires individuals to use bathrooms that correspond to the gender on their birth certificate. Bruce Springsteen writes, "To my mind, it's an attempt by people who cannot stand the progress our country has made in recognizing the human rights of all of our citizens to overturn that progress." And he says, "Taking all this into account, I feel that it's time for me and the band to show solidarity with those freedom fighters. As a result, with deepest apologies to our dedicated fans in Greensboro, we have canceled our show is scheduled for Sunday, April 10th. Your mileage may vary, but I think it's great. And for the dedicated fans in North Carolina, I've been there. I visited Mark Thompson. It's kind of a sewer.
It's fine.
Maybe move.
You're not missing out.
Move somewhere else.
You know? I'm just shocked that the Bross, he's a liberal who writes liberal songs,
That's
Andy.
That's crazy.
He stands up for the little man who isn't spoken for?
Yeah.
I'm no longer a fan.
There's a mini concert for you. South Carolina, North Carolina. It's Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Christian James Hann is with me. If you have a computer near you or you have a smartphone, go to Facebook, the Andy in the Afternoon page, right now, because we're about to reveal the results. You weren't able to guess already.
What a surprise it's
Christian
be.
Came up with an idea a couple months ago. Wouldn't it be neat? Because everybody has a picture in their head of what DJs look like, even if they haven't seen them before. And we were able to find, believe it or not, some artists who have not seen our picture yet.
Unbelievable.
I know. And one of them's on the phone with me right now, Charlie Carroll. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing?
I'm well. Charlie, will you reveal what people are looking at, the two pictures on Facebook? Who is who? Which DJ is which picture?
All right. The left one is supposed to be Christian, and the right is supposed to be Chubby Andy.
Well, you nailed it.
The person who ate Andy. What I love about these pictures is nothing. No. What I love is how they look like real people. These are people I've seen on the street.
Yeah, now we're convinced that these guys are actually number one mornings in Michigan at this point. They are ruling.
Really good stuff. Charlie, tremendous artwork. Where can people find you, and what kind of stuff do you have coming up, if you want to plug it real quick?
Yeah, I mean, we've got the Instagrams. Clean Aesthetic is our main one.
My company. Clean Aesthetic.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, and we got a store actually over in Playa del Rey. It's our flagship spot, and we happen to be doing the first ever locals only Playa del Rey show tomorrow from 1 to 8 all day long.
Oh, nice,
fantastic!
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, I will come down because I'm going to be
in the afternoon. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll come down in the afternoon.
Oh, great! Yep. Yeah, we're gonna have a bunch of free beer giveaways. bunch of good artists, some locals, Phil Roberts, Andrew Quinn, John Park, Merk Lurks.
Charlie?
Just name a few.
Charlie?
Good.
Charlie? You had me at free beer.
Yeah, it's usually where I have everybody.
Charlie, right. Great work. Hold on. I'm going to have Sammy hook you up with some tickets to a show, okay?
And all I'll see you down there tomorrow, and I'm going to put the link to this store on our Facebook page.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Charlie. Have a great weekend. And up next, I think it's time to make this guy over here work for his supper, get a breakdown from Christian James.
No, I'm phoning in the rest of the day. I'm done, dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to shut down the transmitter and go home.
All right.
That's next on The Sound. I forgot to tell you that we did hear back from Devin Alanis of Pomona. Isn't it ironic?
It's like spoons when all you need is a fork, Andy.
That's right. It's like a black fly in your Chardonnay. Devin Alanis of Pomona has $100. That's ironic. So, I think, isn't it?
No, it's not really.
Nope. It is something that might change at the top of the hour. We'll find out. If the name that I call, it may be yours, if that person calls us back. So be listening here in about 25 minutes for that next name, the final name of the week on the Sound Payroll. And I'm going to have Christian break something down. Break it down!
Yeah, I've decided I'm going to earn my check today.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to do some work.
All right, so that's coming up very shortly.
Or is it?
Here's his buddy Stuart Copeland playing drums on the Sound. Little Tears for Fears snippet tells us it's time for Christian James Hand to do the voodoo that he do.
Well, there's a band, they've been known to kind of encapsulate the California sound, Andy.
Fleetwood Mac.
Exactly.
One of these nights, one of these crazy old nights, we're gonna find out, pretty mama, what turns on your light? The full moon is calling, the fever is high, and the wicked wind whispers and moans. You got your demons and you got desires. Well, I got a few of my own.
I think these harmonies are going to be awesome.
Ooh,
yep.
Someone to be kind to in between the dark and the light. Ooh, coming right behind you, swear I'm gonna find you one of these nights,
one of these dreams.
That's pretty good.
That's insane.
I liked in the documentary about them, when Glenn Fry said, you know, there were mounting pressures to put out new hits and so forth. He said, yeah, but we didn't worry about that because we had a little something called Don Henley.
Yeah.
Really screams. I've been searching for the daughter of the devil himself. I've been searching for an angel in white. And I've been waiting for a woman who's a little bold. And I can feel her, but she's nowhere in sight. Ooh, loneliness will blind you in between the wrong and the right. Oh, 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 oh. Ooh,
absurd.
Coming right behind you, swear I'm gonna find you.
I mean,
loneliness will blind you. I never knew the lyrics before.
Yeah, no, it's insane, man.
That is unbelievably pretty.
Incredible.
That's good stuff. Tomorrow night is a treat. Christian is going to do this lecture series about this music in person, something he does every month. This is the third one of these.
Yep.
Listen for the next one. In a couple weeks, you'll hear the word about it, and you'll be able to get tickets. You'll find out all about it here on The Sound.
Exclusively through us. Nowhere else. In America.
Well, this stuff is done on no other radio station but this one, 100.3 The Sound. Good work, my
friend.
Thanks,
Andy. I'm going to go back to sleep now.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I feel like it. I just feel like doing it. 100.3 The Sound.
Could you keep it on that side of the mixing desk if you're going to do it? Would you mind?
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Song fight is underway right now, people. I chose this song.
Given my day.
Tommy James and the Shondells. Well, it's not with the Shondells. It's Tommy James. Dragging the Line.
Dragging the Line.
It's just got everything.
It's great.
And then Christian chose this turd.
I got to tell you, it's not lighting up Facebook the way I hoped. I'm not getting a lot of likes and heartbeats and smiley faces.
Somebody tweeted me. Yeah, I saw these guys in 86. They opened with this and then they closed with it.
Yeah. It's, as I said, it's not reacting the way I'd hoped, but, you know, I knew I was taking a risk with it, pal.
Text A to 21003 for Andy's song. C for this crap. 21003. I hope you win, bud. Don't text and drive. Standard rate supply. Results after 6 o'clock. And just a couple minutes, we've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Got to get that started. It'll start right after we call your name and put you on the payroll, perhaps. Keep listening. That's next on The Sound.
What are we going to do when we don't do this anymore, Andy?
Something else.
I'm going to miss it.
Erica Skier, or Skier, or Skier, Skier. Palmdale, S-K-I-E-R. Erica Skier of Palmdale. Call 888-696-1003 in the next 10 minutes or less so I can give you $100, Erica. Erica Skier of Palmdale. You're in Palmdale, so I know you want the money so you can have a dream of getting out of there. 888-696-1003 is that number. That wasn't nice, was it, what I said about Palmdale?
No, neither is my friend Maureen, who says, for the song fight choice today, I hate this song so much it fills me with rage whenever I hear it. Not what I was looking for with my choice.
Yeah. What did Josh Flieger call it? Our programming assistant,
he said,
was he serious about that?
Yeah.
That's a softball.
Whatever.
I need the win, people. This is redemption. I love you.
I gave it to you on a silver platter.
100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock is underway on the
sound. We built this city.
Oh, God.
We built this city on rock and roll.
You know where I'm going now? Going down to the jungle. You know why? I'm hunting down a hoodoo. There's a hoodoo there. One of us, I guarantee.
It's not your own personal radio station, all right, pal? We're trying to get a job done here. We're trying to become number one.
Why are you discounting me hunting down a hoodoo?
I don't know what acid trip you're on right now, but we're trying to do radio, okay?
I'm just hunting down a hoodoo there. There's a hoodoo.
Hello, this is Al Gore, and this classic rock is so good, I'd like to put it in a lockbox and save it for future generations. What's that? Sure, like the environment, yeah. But this music is really good.
Speaking of strange... this guy over here does something strange with music. He takes it and he takes
shoves
it.
Shoves it down the front of my pants and I rub it around and around and I giggle like a maniac. No?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe you might do that with this one. But instead, why don't you break it down and show us something in the song that we've never heard before?
Yeah, what's really cool about this is, so this is the acoustic track from The Joker from Steve Miller Band. But if you listen to it, it's pretty obvious that he was playing in the room live when the drums were being done, because you can hear the drummer smashy-bashy away in the background. And if he'd been separated or it had been multi-tracked afterwards, you would just hear the acoustic guitar. So... Finger picking. I love that little booter.
Yeah.
This is like some Appalachian business happening here.
Yeah. He's picking and grinning.
That's probably how he wrote it. You know, it was like a strummy thing like that. And then it became the doom, doom, doo boo, doom, doom, when the rest of the band got involved. And, you know, some drugs were done, probably.
And, there might have been a little bit of cigarettes involved in the whole thing. You don't know.
We're not the Doobie Brothers.
I call him Christian. Good work.
Call myself.
Round one. Fight.
Fight. It's Song Fight. Every day at 10 minutes till 4, Christian and I each pick a song by secret ballot. And then you tell us by gut what song wins.
I can't wait to win this one, Chandles.
Yeah. Well, you got 28% of the vote.
You got 14% of the vote? That's 100 if I do the math correctly.
I got 72% of the vote for this thing from Tommy James and the
Flasma Flutes.
Song's dragging the line.
Really? Nobody wanted to go for Built This City on Rock and Roll
on
a Friday?
It's so good.
I know. It's a great song. Oh, this one you mean.
Andy in the afternoon, Christian James Hand, he's the one that breaks it down. He's the down breaker, the breaker downer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What you got?
Well, let's get one more in before we go home, she said, smiling. And we've played a bunch of this stuff from this song by these guys, but we've never done the engine room. So listen to these chaps and see if you can recognize it.
Bass and drums, the rhythm section of what band?
What band, what song, Andy?
Sounds like a totally different song.
Totally different song, right?
I'll give you a hint. This sounds more raucous than the song itself.
Yeah. I love that little boom.
Should we let them in on the hint? It's Van Halen.
It rhymes with Van Halen.
Because you've already done Eddie Van Halen and his wizardry.
Yep.
We also focused last week, yesterday, I guess it was, on David Lee Roth.
The fraggle that is David Lee Roth kicking his butt on this one, by the way.
This is Michael Anthony and Alex Van Halen on a song called
Dance the Night Away, and it doesn't sound anything
like it. It's like they're doing a totally different song.
They're gonna stop in a bar, so hold on, Andy. We'll get it in. Ready? One, two, three, four. Oh, that's when you were supposed to.
Sorry.
It worked so much better in rehearsal.
There was a rehearsal?
Oh, that's right. You weren't there for it. All right, well.
But now you can hear rehearsal. Them in the background doing this. They're going to town. We are the champions.
We are.
You and me. Just us, you and me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thanks for joining us this week for this program. It sure means a lot to us that you do that. You listen in your car, in your shower, in your bed,
in jail.
No one's watching. And thanks for all the comments that you put on social media. Like, I have a couple of for instances here. Jerry Alanis wrote on our Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page, "Your show is too short. Hashtag more AITA.
No.
That's Andy in the Afternoon. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry, for that. And Laurie Pitcher wrote, "I love Andy and Christian in the Afternoon. Not sure why, LOL, but I love the music, the banner, and that thing where you isolate the vocals. You two seem like you'd be fun to hang and party with." We are. "I'm a CPA in crunch time right now, so I just do taxes and listen to you guys. Thanks." Laurie Pitcher, that's a nice thing to say. You know what we're going
to
do?
Can you imagine doing taxes and listening to us? Is there anything? That's like a punishment in some states, I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
We're going to reach into the booty box for you, Laurie Pitcher, and send you some booty. So look for that in your mailbox sometime soon. And you know what everybody gets? a big wet kiss and a goodbye song. We're all going to do it in just a minute. Get ready to sing with us, Lawrence Welk style. That's on the way. Oh, and Bubbles. We'll have Bubbles involved. This is 100.3 The Sound. Any purpose.
Any porpoises.
For any porpoise. Mm. Hey, everybody, you can go on Facebook Live video right now and join us for this. You can join us every night. We do it right around this time, 6:45. So get your instrument ready and say goodnight with us. Lawrence Welk style. And the one, and the two, and the you know what to do. Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know that you'll always... You're getting real close to my eyes.
Remain. Should have put the goggles on, you fool.
Heart. And good night. And sleep tight. Ooh, that's nice. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true.
And now until we meet again.
Adios.
Adios.
Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas. I love you, boy.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Vivian. I love you.
She's not wrong.
I like what she says.
Oh,
hold Rita on. Wild's coming in. Do you know that?
I can feel her entering into the room at night.
Yeah, she's going to be rocking you right all night long. 5 hours of it, including Stevie Ray Vaughan tonight. The Sky is Crying, Side 1. Real vinyl. She's the last real DJ.
Yep.
She actually disc jockeys discs of vinyl right over here. Can you guys see this on Facebook Live? There's actually turntables over here. Yeah. So thanks for spending your week with us. We'll be back on Monday. Except for Christian. He's going to get his mouth...
dental surgerized.
Drilled out.
I'm gonna call in high on some drugs. We're going to see how that works out.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, mumbly mumbles.
Bring some by for me.
Great week, Andy.
Yeah, buddy.
Love you, bud.
Love you.
Have a good week.
Same to you. More of it.